from the City goalkeeper as well, who joins us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Richard Donald joins us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. You must be wondering, again, it's third match running, have you not taken something from the game?
Yeah, we are, to be honest. Got punished for obviously two goals, but we're just giving ourselves a little bit too much to do at the minute. Going away, conceding two goals, it's an uphill battle, so we need to cut it out, really. Defensively, we need to be stronger, and then obviously a little bit more ruthless in the other box. At the minute, both boxes is killing us.
Yeah, it was a very open game. The gaffer said after last week, look, he'd take a nil-nil. I'm sure he's probably talking about keeping a clean sheet today and taking something from the match. So disappointing to concede in that first half.
Yeah, it was. Just the manner of it as well, it's disappointing. Both goals are disappointing from a defensive and team point of view. They broke on us twice. We had the ball in both situations. And like I say, it's just been more ruthless in both boxes. Again, giving ourselves too much to do, going 2-0 down away from home. Obviously, we fought and we scrapped and we pulled one back. But again, just give ourselves too much to do. And that seems to be what we're doing at the minute. We're conceding too many goals and not scoring enough. That's the bottom line of it.
That said, there was a lot of character to concede the second, because we pressed them and pushed them. We got a goal back and we showed plenty of heart and desire and could easily have nicked it in the end, Richard.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think, you know, work rate, desire and commitment's the issue at the minute.
Should be the bottom denominator, actually. You should always have that. But yeah, we've shown it in spades, haven't we?
Yeah, listen, that should be a given in football. Especially playing for a club like Bradford City. It's what the fans demand and expect. And like I say, in the last three games, I think we have gave that. But it's just both boxes, we're not doing enough at the minute. That is the bottom line. We can't keep conceding two goals every game, giving ourselves too much to do. And at the other end, you know, we had chances before they scored, and then we had some good chances when even at 2-0, 1-0. So both boxes just need to improve.
What was your view of the penalty and what the guy's saying about it? We've seen a video of it. It looks an absolute clear-cut penalty, and it changes the game really at 1-0, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does. I think, speaking to Doyle, he said it's a Stonewall penalty, should have been a penalty. Obviously, from where I am, I can't really see what's going on too much, but Dolly was adamant it was a penalty, and obviously being at 1-0, it changes the game massively. Just looking at the video there.
Yeah, I've got a bit. Just looking at it here, so the ball comes in, it's a knockdown by Doyle, and he's pulled to the ground, isn't he?
It's a Stonewall penalty. I mean, we're not getting the rubber green in terms of that at the minute as well, but that's not an excuse, because, you know, we're not doing enough, again, in both boxes.
It's tough for you, isn't it, as a goalkeeper, because there's only so much you can do. The lads are out there, and we are conceding too many goals, two in each of the last, 3-2 and 2 in the last two games, and you've actually played pretty well in all of those games.
Yeah, it's really frustrating, to be honest. You know, it's not about me making saves, and it's about a team. Whether I make a mistake for a goal or someone else makes a difference, it's a team game. We're working really hard to try and cut it out, but at the minute, you know, we are stuck in a little rut and it's difficult to get out of.
Is it a case when things aren't going for you, you don't get the rub of the green, you don't get the decisions, and you make the wrong choice maybe defensively?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of everything. Obviously, confidence is going to be slightly low, and decision making is going to be a bit difficult at times. But like I say, we've only got ourselves now. We've got, you know, it's a small group at the minute with the injuries we've got, and, you know, it's only us that can change it. So again, we're going to go away, work hard again, and I know it's a little bit of a cliche, and the fans are probably fed up of hearing it, and I'm fed up of saying it, and the lads are fed up of saying it. But all we can do is, you know, work hard again in training this week. We've got another game Tuesday, another game we want to try and win. We came here trying to win the game, but again, it's all about how we respond and try and move forward.
Yeah, but tell us about the impact David Hopkin has made, because there's certainly been a reaction from the players, work-wise, if nothing else. There's a bit of belief as well in there as well. So what's he done in the last few weeks?
He's definitely brought that. You know, he's come in straight away and just demanded 100% each and every day. Lads are trying to give that. They've responded really well to him. You know, we're trying to take on board his style of play and how he wants to play. But the first and foremost, like we say, is 100% every game, which, in my opinion, it's not been the case in some games earlier on the season, and that's a frustrating thing in itself. But yeah, I mean, he's come in and he's been a breath of fresh air, to be fair. The lads have all responded really well to him. You know, he puts his arm around you, he tells you when you need to be told, and I think the lads have responded really well to him, and I think you can see it in terms of our desire, commitment and energy in the games. It's just now a case of turning that into points.
Yeah, and I guess it's just a matter of all pulling together now and just trying to turn this around, it might be a scrappy goal or a scrappy game, but just need to get a point on the board and go from there.
Yeah, like I just said, you know, at the minute it's a small depleted group, and we've only got ourselves to work with at the minute, you know, and that's how it's got to be. We've got to thrive on that, and we've got to think, you know what, it's us against the world at the minute, and that's how it seems to be. We've got to just push on, keep working hard, and like I said, we've got a game Tuesday, so, you know, it's not, obviously it's against Everton 21s, but it could be a game where we get a win, and that could turn.
Could be
us.
An important game, couldn't it? As daft as it seems, because it's just a confidence thing, isn't it?
Of course it is. You know, like I said, it doesn't matter where a win comes from at the minute or a point. We just need something to build on, and, you know, we're trying to build off what the gaffer wants, and, you know, I think, like I say, you can see in the games that we're working and taking on board what he's saying, and now, like I say, it's just a case of turning it into points.
Yeah, and one final question, obviously the goals, they were well taken. How close were you to getting that turn around the post? You're really disappointed because you did well to get a big hand on that.
Yeah, I got a little touch on it. I sort of could see that he would more than likely going to put it that way, but like I say, in fairness, it's a great finish, and the second one's a good finish as well. But like I say, it's not about me, it's about us as a team. I think we can cut them out. We had possession in both of the goals, and that's a disappointing thing, and then I think we can defend better, and like I say, we just need to cut them goals out and take our chances the other end.
Okay, appreciate your honesty, Richard. It will turn, I'm sure. Richard Donald joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live, top man as ever. Let's get a quick